Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning to you, Roland.
Okay. The Miro Quartet coming up Friday, January 20th at the Occidental Center. So talk about these folks.
Well, these are four gentlemen that have all ended up in Austin, Texas, teaching at the Butler School of Music down there. And they started in 1995 at the Oberlin Conservatory. And they met with immediate success, and they won first prize in the Coleman Chamber Music Competition in 96 and took first and grand prizes at the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition, which is very prestigious, 2 years later. And so they started off kind of a very, very winning quartet, and they started to travel after that. They've won the Naumburg Chamber Music Award. So basically they've got chamber music figured out. We've hosted them before back in March of 2014. It was the first time they were in the area, and they're also lovely gentlemen, and they are very passionate about what they do, and it comes out in the music. They work together seamlessly, and it's just a beautiful picture to see. Some of your listeners may know them from this last summer. They came up and performed at the Green Music Center in the big Bow Hall there, and they're just amazing to see. They're so spectacular. So this is a chance to see them in a very small hall, very intimate fashion. And I believe the gentlemen are going to hang around afterwards and have a glass of wine with us. We used to do the receptions over at Handgoods. Now we actually do them at the Occidental Center for the Arts. You can mingle with them.
So what's this program going to be?
So this program that they're doing is also a personal favorite. I'm a Beethoven fan. I love Beethoven. Uh-huh. And I'm sure some other people do too. But they're only playing two quartets. Very simple program. One quartet, then an intermission, and the second quartet. They're doing Opus 131 and 132. Those are two of the late quartets that he wrote, some of the last material that he wrote before he passed away. So they are quite angstridden and very interesting. He started changing form. I mean, if you think about when Beethoven passed away, they were moving from romantic into more contemporary thinking.
That's right, yeah.
So this is very reflective of that, but it's accessible. It's not, any type of atonal work, but it is different forms and just beautiful, kind of heart-wrenching quartet music.
Can you remember anything about their previous program here?
You know, I know that they did a Beethoven. I think they might have done the Razumovsky.
So that seems to be
it is for them. Yeah, it is for them. They've done a lot of Beethoven work starting from the early to the late. I don't remember the rest of it, though. I wish I could.
In choosing the people that you choose, how much does your own taste enter into your choices?
Well, we do have a listening committee, which consists of a board member and another person that we use to listen to the groups to decide if their quality is good.
Right.
And then I speak to their agents and find out a little bit about their personality. We like groups that speak to the audience more. We like groups that are comfortable with homestays because we don't have a budget for a lot of hotel. So they have to be willing to do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a more down home type feeling. And so we can get a feel for that. But a lot of these groups that are now huge, we hosted when they were very young. And so they come back out of courtesy and also because we have built a relationship. And our audience is one, I think, the best chamber music audience around. They are silent. They are observant. They are kind. They are appreciative. And the groups that come just can't believe how wonderful it is to play here.
So if you're there, and I assume you're there most of the time during the performances, you know a lot of the audience.
Yes, pretty much all of them.
Uh-huh. That's great.
It's taken years, but there's one of me and there's a lot of them, but I try my best. I do try my best.
Yeah,
they're lovely. They're absolutely lovely.
Well, I'm sure that...
Come join us.
I'm sure that if you wanted to get another gig in charge of a chamber group like this, you could do it easily.
Well, I love where I am.
Great.
I do.
Well, stay there.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the Miro Quartet, Friday, January 20th at 7:30 at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, 874-1124, online redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.